Edith, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Edith. Thanks for calling in.
I'm so disillusioned. I am a colored female. I've been with a wonderful employer for the past 26 years. And most unfortunately, I still find myself in that very uncomfortable place of being disempowered as a female. We've got our very lovely empowering Employment Equity Act, but if it's not enforced, it means nothing. So if you as a female trying to get by with all the social aspects that you've got to deal with, the fact that you are constantly under attack, you don't know when you're safe and when you're not safe, guess what? You're not going to find any protection in a work environment. I've been placed in a unit where I work very lovely with my non-white people, and the next thing, I'm imposed upon by two white males. You know, these are males that are privileged. They could not find a real space for them in the organization, and then they usually end up at human capital management, the old HR. And these two were just placed with me. No meeting, no nothing. They were just put there. One I had to report to, one had to report to me. The one that had to report to me did not report to me because he said it simply, you're colored and you're female. Sorry, it's not going to happen. The next thing, I'm expected to report to this person that cannot write a report. He cannot compose or even manage a meeting properly. I have been with the organization for 26 years. There's nothing you can show me on a policy or conditions of service that I cannot do. And yet I was made to go to that disempowering place. My corporate, my workplace has become my prison now. You try and you let your voice heard. There's a process called a grievance. You put it in. You want somebody to listen. I am now at step three of a grievance. I've been through senior management level, all dominated by males, and every time the grievance is handled incorrectly. I'm finding myself sitting in this very frightened place. This is my employer. This is my daily bread. I'm raising a daughter by myself. I am a single parent of a single daughter. I cannot lose my job, but I cannot survive. I cannot be oppressed. Have you got any idea where you've got to be put on your place and you've got to be oppressed? You will do as they say. They will not listen. But at the end of the day, you deliver the product. At the end of the day, you do the work. One of my complaints is that my reports were plagiarized. My senior management takes my reports and puts his white friend's name on it, and it's fine. How 20 so what years later when I've moved away from that and I'm still in a corporate place where I've worked hard and I've gone my way to get myself skilled, I'm still left disempowered. You are touching my dignity. You are touching my humanity. All I wanted was a job to feed my daughter. I don't know when South Africa wants to change, but this is a plight from a single parent, which is also an employee. I haven't defaulted you, employer, and I will not. But please stop defaulting me. That's all I have to say, honestly. I'm very emotional about this. This is a sore, painful issue. But if all that can hear out there, stop the discrimination against women. Just stop it. Corporate South Africa, look at your females that you employed and please do not do these things to them because you can.